Hello, this is Puari again. It's still Monday morning. It's still the 11th of July, and this is still my audio boo number two. Right, so yesterday I went to a sparring seminar for Krav Maga training. It was something I signed up to a couple of weeks ago after umming and ahhing for a long time. So I hate sparring. I really don't enjoy it. I don't feel I've got the skills. I find it quite intimidating, but it's something I'm quite afraid of in certain ways. So I wasn't sure I wanted to sign up for this, but I thought no, I really should. So I signed up for it, and then as it came closer and closer, I was really dreading it. I was not looking forward to it at all. And it didn't help that the last minute the venue changed, so I needed to go somewhere completely new. Trust the sat nav would get me there. Trust that I'd find parking, etc. So yes, I was very nervous on the day and wasn't looking forward to it. So went there. Really hard warm up. But then we got going into the actual drills and things, and parts of it weren't pleasant. But I was really enjoying it, actually. And I learned quite a lot from it. Towards the end, we sort of got into proper sort of sparring rounds rather than drills, and I'd sparred with another girl for most of that, and I'd say we were fairly evenly matched, and that kind of went quite well, and we had a fair understanding of how much each other could take. So, and part of the sparring agreement was at the start that we all kind of agreed the sort of level we would go to, and wouldn't go past that, which was really nice. And I thought that brought in a lot of trust and focused on learning and making being able to make mistakes comfortably without getting pasted for it. And then towards the end, we switched partners, and I went with another friend, somebody I knew, but he is much more aggressive and possibly took it a bit higher level. But I gave back as good as I got, and but I was constantly backing off. And evading more than attacking back. So, and as I was backing off, we were on the proper martial arts floor. So you couldn't do it, could only wear indoor shoes. So I didn't have any indoor shoes, so I was just wearing socks, like I'd say most of the people there. And as I was backing off, my foot slipped, curled it over, rolled it over onto the side. And completely went down, and the instructor immediately came over and said, "Oh, you're all right." And I went, "Yes." Try get it up, and then I just crumpled. And he goes, "You're not all right, are you?" Managed to limp over to the edge with instructor's help. That's when the tears came, so I was in really quite a lot of pain. Sprayed some stuff on it, put bandage on it, compression bandage on it, and sat there for a while. After the initial stab of pain, I kind of thought, maybe I'm just making a fuss over nothing. It'll be fine in a few minutes. There's only about 15 minutes left of the 4 hour seminar to go as well. So I was really annoyed that I hadn't got all the way through to the end. But sat and watched the end, made a few quips about, oh yeah, I was just after a bit of extra rest. Got up to leave and kind of hobbled to my car, and then I had to do a 45-minute drive home, which is fine. Keep my foot on the accelerator or keep my foot on the brake, but switching between the two, just moving my foot around, was absolutely agony. So every time coming up to traffic light, I'm going, please, please don't go to red. But got home okay, limped in through the door, iced it, elevated it, etc. But by the end of the evening, I could not walk up, I didn't put any weight on it at all. It was absolutely really painful. So I was a bit concerned I'd have to go to A&E today and that I'd actually broken something. But this morning, it's still very sore, but I can actually put some weight on it and just limping around. So I'm hoping that it's just badly bruised and I've not pulled, torn, or broken anything in my foot. But yeah, that was not such a good end to a sparring seminar, but I did enjoy it, and it wasn't worth the amount of fear I had over going, even though I did come home injured. So there's my foot story. So I'm sure you really were terribly excited to hear that. But now I'm going to put my feet up and not do anything for the rest of the day. Shame. Bye all.